with SRN News. I'm John Scott. In an unprecedented move, President Donald Trump has withdrawn the nomination of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to be the next ambassador to the United Nations to help maintain the GOP majority in the House. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana praised Stefanik for her devotion to ensuring passage of the Trump legislative agenda.
She would have been an extraordinary ambassador to the UN. She would have done a great job there. But she's deeply devoted to her country, and she's fully committed to seeing the president's agenda succeed in Congress. And after much deliberation and discussion, the president talked with her about withdrawing the nomination so she could stay and help us lead in the House. And I'm telling you, it's a great credit to her. She agreed to do that.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife are visiting an American military base in Greenland. Greeting troops, the vice president says he appreciates the sacrifice they make by being posted in Greenland.
The colonel told me that this is a one-year unaccompanied duty station. When we were flying in, we were wondering whether you guys were allowed to bring your families here. So I know it's a lot of sacrifice to spend a year away from your families, but the mission is really important. The Trump administration, the president is really interested in Arctic security. As you all know, that's a big issue, and it's only going to get bigger over the coming decades. So thanks for doing what you do.
This abbreviated trip focused on international defense. Israel launching an attack in Lebanon. The army said it attacked a Hezbollah drone storage facility in the area of Dahiya. They called that a key Hezbollah stronghold in that country. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is investigating a Portland, Oregon school district over letting a transgender athlete compete in girls' sports.
The Department of Education said it was investigating whether the school district's actions violated Title IX, a 1972 law barring sex discrimination in education. School officials maintain they are in compliance, but the administration said it received a complaint of a high school transgender athlete competing in girls' track and field over the last two seasons. Last month, President Trump signed an order to keep biological males out of girls' and women's sports. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A recent study reveals that American Christians are more pro-Israel and less anti-Semitic than Christians in the United Kingdom. The survey conducted by Chosen People Ministries, nearly 6 in 10 American Christians are having a favorable view of Jews compared to just half of British Christians. This is SRN News. The woman who murdered Tejano superstar Selena is denied parole.
The Texas Department of Criminal Justice says Yolanda Saldivar did not pass her parole review process. This comes almost 30 years to the day the Saldivar shot and killed the singer at a hotel in Corpus Christi. She was the president of Selena's fan club, and the star had just found out that she was embezzling from her. Saldivar is now 64 and is serving a life sentence for Selena's murder. Her next parole review date will be within 1 to 5 years. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The U.S. government on a global egg hunt, seeking exports from countries in Europe and elsewhere to ease a severe shortage that has caused egg prices at grocery stores to hit record highs. European industry groups say Denmark, Germany, Italy, and Poland. Those are among the nations that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has approached for their eggs. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.